Hello, Awe Islanders. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a female or male narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Today, sunlight will soothe and warm your body. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. So you will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head, and end by thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your sunbeam. It is in a warm and bright green meadow. The grass is soft and fluffy, waving in the gentle breeze. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as sunlight shines on your toes. Are your toes feeling cozy and warm? Does the grass tickle the bottom of your feet? Breathe like a dragon, in and out. And enjoy the sun's warmth. Think about your legs. They are covered in a blanket of light. Your legs are warm and tingling, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the cozy sunlight. Focus on your tummy. How does it feel? The sun gently warms your belly. Relax into the soft green grass and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the shoots of grass to pop up between them. Your hands relax as the sun's warmth surrounds them. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sunlight gently warm them as you rest your arms in the grass. Focus on your shoulders as they soften in the sunlight. You relax into the soft grass and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The sunlight hugs your shoulders gently. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sun cover your head with a cozy glow. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sun gently warms your face, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Your head rests on a soft pillow of grass. Now your whole body is bathed in sunlight. As the cozy sunbeam covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head, like a sparkling blanket. Relax and feel the sun hug you as you rest in the soft grass. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The New Tunnel. It was time for the sunset roll, and the sparkling train pulled out of the station and headed towards the forest. The train thought about the tunnel under the forest. Eager for it to be finished, the train had many questions. How big is the tunnel? Will it change my route? How dark is the tunnel? Every time the train passed by the construction crew, the train thought of its questions. How big is the tunnel? Will it change my route? How dark is the tunnel? After what felt like a million days, the sparkling train passed by the tunnel site and could tell it was finished. The train drove by slowly to see all the little details. It could see that the tunnel was long and the entrance was wide enough to be comfortable. Along the top of the tunnel, the sparkling train could see some clear panels that allowed sunlight through. Whew, the train was happy to see that. It had felt a little worried that the tunnel would be too dark. Mounds of earth surrounded the tunnel, and the train could see ivy beginning to sprout. Little purple flowers decorated the entrance to the tunnel. And as the train rolled away from the site, it smiled. The tunnel looked fantastic from the outside. Then the train thought of the questions. How big is the tunnel? Will it change my route? How dark is the tunnel? And realized that two had already been answered. Now the train wondered if its route would be changing. Then one more question popped into the train's mind. When will I be able to drive through the tunnel? Maybe the train would get to drive through it on the next run. As the train approached the next station, the radio said, "The tunnel is officially open. You can use it." "Great," said the train. "Do I have a new route?" "Not yet," the radio said. "Okay." And the sparkling train left the station, heading right for the tunnel. The train approached it slowly, wanting to see everything inside. The tracks sloped down, and the train coasted into the tunnel under the forest. Light streamed in through the clear panels in the ceiling. It was a beautiful tunnel. The sparkling train sounded its horn in excitement. The sound rang through the tunnel, and then the sparkling train noticed the sound of its engine as it echoed against the concrete walls. Before the train felt ready to leave the beautiful tunnel, the tracks were sloping back up to the surface again. "That was fun," the train thought. "Since I don't have a specific route yet, I'm going through it again." And so the train headed along its tracks to get back to the tunnel as quickly as possible. The passengers on board felt a bit confused. The train had missed their stop. Back at the tunnel again, the train went through a little faster, listening to the different sounds and also looking up through the windows. The dragon had heard the sparkling train's horn and headed to the tunnel. Looking down through a clear panel, the dragon smiled and waved as the train passed by. The sparkling train had a gigantic grin as it rolled by beneath the dragon's feet. The tunnel was so much fun, the train decided to go through again. This was too much for the people on board. They felt frustrated and a bit angry. The people wanted to go home and had no idea when they would get there. The train hadn't acted like this before. As the sparkling train approached the tunnel once more, the radio spoke up. "I know you are having fun with the new tunnel. Your passengers are feeling worried, frustrated, and upset. They need to know that you have a regular route so that they can feel safe. And they'll know that when they reach their destination. So, we've figured out 5 different routes for you, and we'll share them with the passengers. Right now, go back to your regular ride. When all your passengers are safely off and on their way, we'll let you know your new routes." Okay. The tunnel news was so exciting, the train had forgotten to finish the regular route. The train felt sorry that the passengers had been worried and upset. Even though the tunnel felt exciting to the train, the people had felt worried because they were expecting to get to their next stop. Hopefully, the passengers would feel better now. The train dropped everyone off, just as they expected, and then headed back to the station to find out what the new routes would be. Rolling into the station, the sparkling train yawned. Once the radio explained the new routes, the train settled in for a nap before starting its new route. The train settled in for a nap before starting its new route. As the sun disappeared and the moon glowed brightly, the train wished everyone happiness and peace. The train thought of all it had to be grateful for. The sparkling train was grateful to have a new tunnel to drive through. The train was happy to have 5 new routes to drive. Most of all, the sparkling train was thankful to have a world to belong to and care for with many friends. The sparkling train squeezed itself tight and then relaxed. The train took a deep dragon breath in and out. The train took another dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The sparkling train fell asleep, dreaming of the sights in the new tunnel. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.